More than $1.15 million in grants to pay for clean energy projects in seven western Massachusetts towns was announced by the Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, Rick Sullivan. The towns were officially designated as green communities under a 2008 program that has now grown to include more than 100 cities and towns.
Almost 50% of all of the citizens of Massachusetts now live in a green community by their own choice, because these are decisions that are made at the local level.
The latest green community designees are Amherst, Conway, Gill, Huntingdon, Northfield, Pelham, and Sunderland. Local officials were congratulated by state officials during a ceremony Monday at Amherst Town Hall. In order to earn the Green Community Reward, the municipalities must meet five energy benchmarks.
And the bar is high, but they have to adopt the stretch code in terms of the building code, which is 20% more energy efficient than the standard building code. That has probably been the most difficult vote for a community to take, because there's always a counterbalance to what it means for development in the local community. But that does need to be adopted, as well as bylaws and zoning that allows renewable energy to be cited as a matter of right, and a commitment by the community that they're going to reduce their energy use by 20% by 2020, which is, an aggressive standard.
The state has now awarded a total of more than $23 million in grants through the Green Communities Program to 103 municipalities. The grants have paid for everything from putting solar panels on municipal buildings to weatherizing schools. Sullivan said it all helps the state achieve its ambitious renewable energy goals and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The Green Communities Act is tied directly to the Global Warming Solutions Act, which looks to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by the year 2020.
The state's largest cities, Boston, Worcester, and Springfield, are all in the Green Communities program. So are Northampton and Pittsfield. But officials said it was heartening to see so many small towns become eligible. Lisa Michaud, member of the Board of Selectmen in Pelham, said it was not easy for the town of fewer than 1,400 people to meet the energy conservation requirements.
It requires an awful lot of work, an awful lot of volunteers, because we don't have, paid staff for this kind of thing.
Michaud said the town plans to use its $138,100 grant to make repairs to a municipal building that will result in energy savings. Amherst is receiving $302,000, and town manager John Musanti said the plan is to install high-efficiency streetlights.
We're going to put this to good use. It's at the top of our to-do list on our five-year energy reduction plan is streetlights.
Funds to pay for the Green Communities grants come through auctions of carbon credits under the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and payments made by electricity suppliers. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.